That is why in Indian culture, this was laid down as a fundamental proposition. The Veda speaks of Vishwa. The idea of Vishwa is very prominently stated in Veda. Vishwani deva savitar jurisani parasu vaya prajam tannasu. It's Vishwa, the whole thing in the world. Now, how to allow individual to grow infinitely? This question was sufficiently studied in Indian culture. That is why nowhere will you find the study for peace more competently capable of being implemented than in India. Because in Indian culture, this study of how to grow individually infinitely, it was a fundamental subject of study in India. And they answer this question, that there is a difference between egoism and universality. This is the discovery of our psychological character. That there is a egoism and universality. That every individual first grows egoistic. But if he continues to grow egoistically, then the question of domination, exploitation, ambition comes into the picture. Therefore it was answered that an individual should grow egoistically up to a certain point and quite justifiably. But there is a limit. Every individual, as soon as possible, should know that others also are present. The consciousness of the other is also very important. Others also exist. They also want to expand. They also need to expand. Therefore, you know the famous prayer in the Taittiriya Upanishad, Sahana Bhavatu, Sahana Bhunaktu, Sahaviryam Karavavahe, that great proposition, Ma Vidyushavahe. It's a tremendous statement which was made at the very beginning of our Indian culture. We too, sahana bhavatu means, may God protect both of us, not me only, both of us. Sahana bhunaktu, let us eat together, let us share together. Sahaviryam karva, let us become strong but together. Let us become luminous. Tejasvini are Tejasvi. Let us become Tejasvi. And then final word was Ma Vidvishavahe. The core of egoism is Vesha. When egoism becomes destructive, when it is not justified, this is the limit. Allow the child to grow egoistically until he comes to develop envy. Then you tell him, Ma Vidvishavahe. Because that is now the wrong term. When you arrive at this development of envy, then remember your child has now reached a level where he has to be taught, my dear child. Learn a lesson. This is not the way of growing infinitely. There is a way of growing infinitely. I want you to grow infinitely. But this is not the way. As long as you remain in the state of envy, you can't grow infinitely. This is the whole exploration of India, right from that time we have discovered how can you develop infinitely. The moment you begin to envy, realize that you are now unfit to become universal. You will remain within a small circle. Of he is more, little less, you are little less, you are little more. Inferiority complex, superiority complex, all kinds of complexes will start. You like murdering your friend because he is going to pass with brilliant marks. You may not say very clearly, but all these attitudes begin to grow in your being. Therefore, we said that if you want all people to grow infinitely, you have to put a brake on the egoistic development at a given time. The moment envy starts, you say, now I teach you another lesson. No more. No more egoistic development. What is the method of becoming universal? First condition is, do not fight with each other for the sake of egoistic assertion, egoistic domination, egoistic exploitation. Do not fight. That is where the idea of peace enters into the picture. As long as I grow, and I have not yet arrived at the point of envying, grow, doesn't matter, expand. You can have a railway compartment seat as long as you do not envy the other one. The moment you begin to envy, stop. So, the basis of peace starts here. Because the aim is infinite development, and because infinite development cannot take place when you grow for the sake of domination and exploitation, therefore, when you start doing it, you need to be taught peace. First condition of growth is peaceful condition, where I can allow my friend to sit by my side and give him the right place. And I do not want to be superior to him, nor inferior to him. I want him to be what he is, I want me to be myself. Svabhava, svadharma. What is my nature, what is his nature, he should be true to his nature, I should be true to my nature. And we can both join together, laugh together, play together and grow together. This is the fundamental reason why peace education is inevitable. Without peace on this earth, no individual can grow infinitely. Therefore, you may say, you must have peace. Peace education is justified. And therefore, all those who claim peace are quite justified. Now the question is, how do you grow infinitely without envy? How do you grow infinitely? The answer is, you can grow infinitely only when you know that you are already infinite. This is a further proposition. You can grow infinitely only when you know that you are already infinite. There is no more and more and more this way. The moment you go inward, not this way, but inward, you discover that only the infinite exists. This was the great statement of our ancient India, Aham Brahmasmi. I am the Brahman. The moment you realize I am Brahman, you don't need to compete with anybody at all. You are already infinite. This was the basis. Ma Vidyushava hai, one proposition, and Aham Brahmasmi. These are the two propositions on which our entire Indian culture was based, and therefore it was a culture of peace. There is no culture in the world which can be called the culture of peace. It's a culture of peace. Not that we had no wars, no fights, no conflicts. We had. But our basis of our culture is this. His fundamental message is only this. Do not envy. You are infinite. If you want to make a curriculum of peace in India, a peace curriculum for Indian students, somehow throughout the curriculum you should put down these two basic propositions. If you don't put this down, for India it is irrelevant.